Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. This is Trina Ramsey on Life Coach Radio Networks, and we are here today for Life Coach Radio Networks tribute to Dads Who Rock. And very excited to have several people calling in to share their stories with us. And I believe we have our first caller coming in on the line now. We're recovering from some technical difficulties that we're still trying to work through, but I just placed on the line someone on the 406 area code who's calling. Hello, are you there? I have someone's mic live with a 406 area code. Are you there? Okay, can you speak? I'm not hearing any audio. Is your phone on mute? No, I cannot hear you. She's chatting with me. and anyone else who is trying to get back into the show, the phone number is 646-716-9397. Please give us a call while we try to kind of get everything reset here. Okay, I'm going to try turning your mic on and off and back on again to see if that helps. So sorry for the inconvenience, guys. Hello, caller with the 201 area code. Who's on the line? Can you hear me? Okay, I don't know. I'm worried that there's just a problem with the site tonight. I'm seeing one caller with the 201 area code. We're just not. Well, I fear we may need to reschedule this call. Any of our guests, If you can text me, this is Trina Ramsey, and if you can text me at 202-384-0797 with your name, so that we can reconnect with you. We may want to even try to record it or something. Oh, boy. Hello. Who's on the air?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. Who's this?
Oh, if you just heard that.
Oh, my gosh. Who's this?
This is Anika and Michael.
Hi. Hi, Anika and Michael. We are having some technical difficulties here. I'm so very sorry.
Made me put my kids to bed early, so it worked out in my favor, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's another way to look at it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So how about, since we have the two of you on the air, Anika, if you don't mind, you had such a moving testimony. If you don't mind sharing that with us and tell us why you nominated Michael.
Okay, sure. Well, like I mentioned in my tribute, you know, when Michael and I met, I already had a daughter. She was two at the time, Angelica. And, you know, just right away, he just really just kind of fell into the role of being stepdad. You know, he was just so loving to her, so caring to her. He just took care of her like she was, you know, his own. And he just never treated her any different. And I just really, really loved that about him. And, you know, and then we have our daughter, Charlotte, together. And he's just such a great dad, you know, just always, you know, there for us, you know. And I never have to ask him to be present. He's just always there, always, you know, he knows them so well, and just, you know, he's just a really, really great, caring, loving dad, and I think he really deserves this, you know, just his recognition, just because, you know, it's always sometimes about the moms, right, the moms, you know, but sometimes it's
right.
We got left behind, so
right,
I think
right,
they're also deserving of just a little bit of the limelight, you know, because it takes two to really, you know, to really parent children the right way, and it's just, they should be recognized, and I really wanted him to get that recognition, so.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and I love to hear about blended families. I love the way that you really described him, and as your families came together, I just thought that was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I see another caller on the line, so if you can hold on, let's see who else we have with us. Hello, caller with the 406 area code. You're on the, I tried to put you on the air. There's caller with the 646, 406. You're on the air. Who's this? Can you hear me? 406 area code. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. And now I see this is Russ. Hi, Russ, are you there? Oh, man. Okay, it seems to not. Okay, we're going to try another one. Not letting the mic stay on. I'm fearful that we may need to just try this again. We're having a lot of bumps and bruises tonight. Hi. Person with, oh, see, oh, my gosh. It won't let me put more than one person's mic on it at the same time. Okay, 646 area code. You're on the air with us. Who's this? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. You know, I say just laugh. It'll all work out. Trying one more. Oh, my goodness.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, wow. All right. That's so weird how I'm the only one.
So, you know what? While we're trying to get other people on the air here, tell us a little bit about your story and how you met.
Okay. Well, we met, okay, I don't know what just happened. Okay, we met in New York. I work in Times Square, so we just kind of met, you know, on my lunch break, just kind of walking around and, you know, going out to eat. And we had our first date at the Ruby Tuesday, the same place that we actually met. And it just kind of, you know, just took off from there. We just never left each other's sight. And, you know, lo and behold, didn't think, you know, we'd be here today. But it's just really wonderful to be here and, you know, have been through so much together and have a beautiful family together and our daughter and, you know, and, yeah, why don't you talk, babe? I feel like I'm the only one speaking. Why don't you speak a little bit? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, our honoree, Michael.
Yes, I am very honored to be considered, you know, for a great dad. But, yeah, we met and Anika is actually, she's, you know, she's real great. She's a great wife, and I wish there was a award or nominee for her as well.
Aw.
She deserves it. When we first met, I was still in school. I was studying air traffic control, and, you know, I was having a tough time trying to finish my my bachelor's degree in airport management. And, you know, she already had her career, and she had a child, Angelica, who was 2 years old. So it was a lot for me to take on at first, you know, but I really wanted to work it out with Anika, given what, you know, trying to be a stepfather and also trying to finish school and working as well. It was pretty tough, but we had our ups and downs, like, you know, most relationships, and nothing's perfect, but we, you know, worked it out. And here we are today, you know, just have a great marriage and still working on it every day to make sure it's great and keep it that way. So, but
awesome.
I give a lot of thanks to her. Is she made it very possible, this relationship, you know, made it easier for me to try to, you know, father Angelica as well at the same time. So, big ups to her, and thank you, babe, for, you know, dominating me.
Jenny. Oh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. Well, you guys are so adorable. I just have to say that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so I see a couple more mics on, so let me see if I can get a couple more people in the conversation here. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi, yes, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. This is LaVon.
Hi, LaVon. Are you 406?
Yeah, 6460,
okay. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And your wife is Jenny, right?
Yes. She's putting a little energy ball all the way to sleep right now.
Aw, okay, yeah. So sweet. Okay, I am putting your name
hey,
here.
Mike, hey, Anika.
Hey, LaVon. Oh, that's right. You guys all know each other. Russ, are you on the air now? Russ, can you? Not yet.
Hello? Oh.
Hi, yep.
I'm just trying to make sure I didn't drop.
Nope, I hear you. I hear you. I'm trying to get, because Russ knows all you guys, I'm trying to get Russ in on the conversation here. We are having, you know, do you hear the Twilight Zone music? Do, do, do.
He'll come on eventually. He's like.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to turn all the mics on. So since Jenny isn't here, do you mind if I read her statement that what she wrote about LaVon? I thought it was really sweet. I never knew. Hi, is there someone who just joined us? Who's that?
Oh, no. No, he was saying yes. Please read.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So Jenny writes, I never knew what a father was until I watched my husband become one. I grew up with a single mother in a household of strong women, but never had a father figure. I didn't have many friends whose dads were still around, and the few who did, it was always fascinating to observe that dynamic, but I never fully understood the purpose and impact of a father until I met LaVon. His nickname is Man because he has played such an important role in the many lives of those who know him. Even before he became a father himself, He was always a father figure to the kids in his family and now mine, offering guidance, support, mentorship, and fun. That makes him so unforgettable. And now watching him be an amazing dad with our little guy, I couldn't be prouder of him and so utterly grateful that he's taught me the true value a father brings to a family. Wow, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. LaVon, what did you think when you saw what Jenny wrote about you?
I loved every word because I, you know, growing up the way that we did, both of us, just being without without our fathers in our lives, seeing that, you know, and just actually hearing her say it out of her mouth, like especially during Father's Day, around Father's Day, it felt really special. And, you know, I live every day in and out for my family, especially my little man. So it was beautiful, and I love her for it.
That's awesome. Now, how many children and their ages and their names?
Oh, we have one little guy. His name is Lewis Miles Ford. Instead of hyphenating, we gave him her last name, and then he has my last name, of course. And after our favorite jazz musician, Lewis Miles. He's 2 years old. He's turning 3 in October.
Oh, that's a fun age. That's a busy age.
Yeah. Yeah, he's constant energy. We try to turn it down or try to hone it to something, and he just doesn't accept that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Well, mine is, my youngest is 17 now, but I remember, especially the boys, they have a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's an experience every day, and I love it. I'm loving every moment of it. It's just that his nap time, it keeps disappearing, like it's getting littler and littler and
non-existent. So. That's awesome. Okay, so I'm going to check my studio here. I don't know why. It looks like I've got a couple more people on the line, so let me just check and see who else has called in here. There's a 347 area code. Who is that? Are you on the air?
Hello?
Your mic is on. Hi, yes. Who's this with 347 area code?
I think it's a 713. Do you see a 713 from Houston?
I see a 713. And who's this?
This is Ayanna Lee. I am the sister of Anika Washington and sister-in-law
nice.
To Michael Washington.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And I'm just bubbling up here with tears. Hearing all the stories.
That is so sweet.
Very touching.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And yes. I just want to, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, you know, watching Michael and Anika, you know, raise their two beautiful daughters has been so wonderful. I mean, Michael has really stepped in from day one with his stepdaughter, Angelica, and has embraced her and loved her like his own. And then, of course, when Charlotte was born, love her and loves her even more and more and more. I can just see so much that love growing for his own daughter. And he treats them both equally, and he's always there for them. He lets my sister come visit me because I don't live in New Jersey. So, you know, he would give her, you know, her mommy time, you know, mommy time to come visit me and, you know, stay home with both girls at times. And I just think that's just such a wonderful thing to be able to just give that time to my sister that she needs. And he stays home and does the mommy and the daddy duties and does it with a smile. And he's been a really good father. So I just want to thank him for that. Congratulate all the fathers that have won the contest. You all are very deserving. We need more of you in this world.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sid. And kudos to Ken. He should also be on this show because he's also a fantastic daddy as well.
Aww.
So kudos to him as well.
I love
you so much.
I love it.
Now you got me crying. Thank you. Good job.
Oh, yay. these tears of joy. Tears of joy. I've been so excited to do this show, considering all that's happening in our world right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just was really looking forward to spending some time sharing some positive vibes and highlighting people who are doing good, because the good sometimes gets drowned out by all
mm-hmm.
the negative, all the sensationalism, and all the, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of bad news right now. So
mm-hmm.
thank you all for contributing to really being there for your children. I just want to thank all of you. Now, I've got a few more mics turned on. And Russ, I'm wondering if Russ and I are canceling each other out or something, because I see him here, and we're texting, and he can't unmute his phone. So we're both like, hey, because he wants to talk to his friends. but let me see. I've got a couple more lines active. I have a 646 area code. Is that anyone who hasn't spoken yet?
I have 406.
Okay, 406 is who?
This is Jody.
Okay. Jody, excellent. Excellent.
Finally, I got through.
Wonderful. I was. They give us an opportunity to type people's names in here so we can keep track of who's who. And so, LaVon, are you in a 646 area code?
I am.
Okay. And then we've got, so Jody, we're going to come right back to you, but I want to see, there's someone with a 347 area code. Are you on the line?
Hi, guys. Yes, that's me, Jenny. I'm at the 347 number.
Okay, Jenny. Okay. Oh, great. Great. Well, I don't know if you heard me read your testimonial there.
I did. It actually sounded a lot better when you read it than how I felt writing it.
It was beautiful.
Well, it
was beautiful.
Thank you. And I just want to say thank you for doing a show like this. Like I said before, until my own experience with witnessing my husband blossom into this role that he was meant to be, that I really was puzzled at, you know, the nature of fatherhood and the family structure. So, A, I want to thank you for shedding some positive light on such a great subject, and also send my love and thanks to everybody else that was nominated and won, because it is simply beautiful to see a man grow into a role and really be there for the next generation and nurture and all of the sensitive stuff that men never really get credit for. Being a father and being a father figure really brings that out, and it's such a beautiful thing to witness. And I think you got really great candidates here, and it's wonderful to see the positivity flowing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you very much. Was that Russ?
Yeah, now you can hear me. Isn't that crazy?
Yay!
Here the entire time, just jumping to chime in. And before we get to Jody, because I know Jody's been waiting a while too, and Jody, I know what you were going through. We were like, no, I'm here, come to me. But Karina, this is an awesome fun fact. You actually met Ayanna, Anika's sister, who's in Houston now, at my D.C. Virginia book signing party last year.
Oh, so cool. Hi.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, so Ayanna, that's so crazy. Ayanna was there with Katie, her little girl. So I'm sure you remember.
Yes.
The
she was so adorable.
Beautiful little
yes.
girl there.
Mm-hmm.
And Ayanna, Trina, is very tall with, like, short black curly hair, very tall, lovely black woman. So, you probably were chatting with each other or standing next to each other. So cool that we're all connected now.
Oh,
that's
awesome. Great.
Well,
it's nice to virtually meet you again.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Russ, now that you're here, would you like to, we had this whole plan planned out and everything, and, you know, life happens. So, you know, we're coaches. So we just, you know, we're following our own advice and we're rolling with it. So Russ, would you like to introduce Jody so she can tell us her story?
That sounds excellent. And Jody, it's so nice to meet you voice to voice. And this tribute that you wrote about your dad is just incredibly amazing. I know we were all, because all the nominations were so excellent, we couldn't choose just one. That's why all of you are winners. But Jody, why don't you tell our listeners why you nominated your dad and what he did to deserve the nomination?
Well, my life was quite different 20 years ago. I was married to a very abusive person. And before the wedding, my dad actually wasn't real thrilled about this person from the time he met him. And of course, being 19, you know everything. And we went ahead and got married. We were stuck at a Marine base in Yuma, Arizona, and everything was normal until we seemed to pull into that county. And it took about 18 months or so to coordinate to get someone to come get me and get me back to Montana. And firefighters here in Billings work 24-hour shifts on, 48 off. And my dad had worked 24 hours. He drove from Billings to Yuma, which I believe is close to 1,200 miles, plus or minus. And, of course, at the time, he was driving a truck with no air conditioning. It's August. And it's very uncomfortable in a tiny little truck with no air conditioning. It was almost 100 degrees in the morning when he got there about 6. And we loaded everything we could. We gathered up my ferrets and put everything in the truck, and we just, you know, got back on the highway and ran. And it was one of those things that I never heard I told you so. I never heard anything negative. I've never had any comments of any kind that were negative in any way about that. He had to watch me go through an absolute nightmare trying to recover and gain my health and my sanity and everything else back. So I think that when a firefighter has to go into a call and they know it's a family member, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare to go into a burning building and rescue somebody no matter what, even if you don't know them. But coming into a situation you don't know what you're going to see is it's something that I couldn't imagine doing myself. But he appeared and he was there and brought me home, and I stayed with them for several months until I got back on my feet.
Well, that's such a touching story. I mean, all of us have driven long distances probably, and it can be so incredibly exhausting. And I can't believe he made it from up north Montana all the way to the southwestern United States in Arizona to get you after working a 24-hour shift. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, my heart goes out to him and you for that experience, and he's just so impressive. Interestingly, he is the only nominee who was nominated by his child. Everybody else is a spouse, or in the case of one of our other nominees, a deceased spouse. But this is interesting because you are his child. You're the only person to nominate her father. So I wonder what it has been like in the years since, and how he has influenced you and others in your life since you have been back home in Montana.
He's always been heavily involved with people. Firefighters do a lot for kids with muscular dystrophy. That's a nationwide common thing, and we grew up in a home where he was, you know, working with the kids, going to camp, doing fundraisers. You know, we were raised to be people who cared. And my sister and I sometimes went to the camp with Dad, or he'd take us to concerts, or, you know, just little things. And now with my sister's kids, he's just amazing. He's very good at telling stories, and he's incredibly animated, so there's sound effects, and it's loud and obnoxious and sometimes grossly inappropriate versions of the Three Little Pigs or, you know, something. And even now, you know, Grace is 14 and Aaron is 19, Max is 10. So there's a big difference, but you'll see all of them still, you know, rushing in to hear the bedtime stories with Grandpa. So, you know, he's always been kind of a people person, but he's very introverted too. It's a strange dynamic, but he definitely reaches out to people. He has a gift with kids with disabilities. And, you know, throughout our lives, we've always had people with different things going on. And, you know, he just has that ability to make connections with people.
So I wonder if you have advice for LaVon and Mike, who are on the air as dads of very young kids, mm-hmm. things you have learned from your dad that could possibly help them when their kids, LaVon has a son and Mike has a daughter and stepdaughter, when their mm-hmm. kids are adults and perhaps going through things.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Hey, LaVon.
Hey, I'm sorry. Which court? I had to put the little guy down. I didn't hear the last part you said.
Oh, good, good. Well, we were just asking Jody, one of the other nominators, what advice she has for you and for Mike based on what she experienced with her dad, how her dad is to him and his grandchildren and her sister. What advice she has for you as your son Lewis gets older and as Mike's daughter and stepdaughter get older. So, Jody, what advice do you have for our dads who are winners and any other dads who may be listening?
You know, the biggest thing is keep an open mind. Your stories are amazing. I listen to you, and you can tell that there is a passion and a love for your children, stepchildren, children. I don't think it matters to you either way how you became a father. You're a dad, not a father, if that makes any sense. And dads, you know, keep an open mind, have fun, take care of your kids. And we all make horrible, awful mistakes. We say rotten things. We get older and we're not the best when we're in our teens, but do unique things and stay involved and, you know, stay in their lives and stay a positive role model, because you just never know what they're going to need or if they're going to be there for you. God forbid something happens and you just need that bond with your children. And, you know, uniquely, we just have kind of a very unspoken relationship, my dad and I, and it's, you know, we have a lot of the same hobbies. But we don't talk much. You know, we see each other. We live six blocks apart, but it's kind of an unspoken relationship. And being able to stay connected to your kids, regardless of their age, and investing the time and the effort and just praying that you never have to, you know, rescue your child like my dad did is probably one of the things that I would wish and hope for all of you on the call, because you really just can't describe how it feels to have somebody care that much and somebody to watch over you and watch you struggle and watch your triumphs. And so, you know, just stay involved. That's the best thing I can say, is just keep doing what you're doing, because obviously you've done something tremendous to be here with the rest of us. So I applaud you. You know, taking care of stepchildren is amazing, and being their dad and not just their father. That statement for me is very important, because I've seen things go the other direction, and it's unfortunate. But it sounds like everybody's very positive and amazing role models, and I would just encourage you to battle the terrible twos on up and through high school and just remain that positive, strong person in their life.
Yes, always. And I know for a fact, it's like watching my little guy grow day in, day out, and just seeing the changes that he goes through, and especially with the society that we live in today, I definitely do not want to see him go down the route of all the people of the past, all the kids of the past, and just our future is it's scary to some degree, and just watching him grow up in this world is extremely scary, but I know as long as that guidance is there, he's going to be an amazing child, an amazing young man. And what I do for a living is I actually am a child support specialist. My job is to basically help people who have child support issues and help them resolve them. And just seeing it from that side, it really opens your eyes to so much. And the way that you're supposed to be and the way that, you know, that you definitely don't want to go down that route. Mm-hmm. And Jenny definitely makes it much easier for me, just being an amazing mom, just like Mike said, you know, it starts with having the right person by your side, raising your child to be a good father, you know, and I feel it and see it, you know.
Wow. Yeah, it was very funny with my dad. We shared your announcement on my Facebook page. My dad is not on Facebook. He doesn't like to be very tech savvy. And the response was amazing. The comments and everything was so touching. I shared it, and I shared all of the comments from people and just the people that know me. Everything they said, my mom just kept running back and forth to him, showing him all the new posts and the likes, and couldn't figure out. It's so funny. He couldn't figure out what people were doing, that they had so much time to pay attention to his post on Facebook, which he doesn't see social media, I guess, as the way some of us do as coaches and just friends and family members. But it was unique to watch him react to that, because we kind of had to pick on him a little bit. We went out to dinner and I pulled up my phone and I said, "Well, Dad, you're trending." And he couldn't figure out what that was. I said, "Dad, you have like 130 likes or something." And, you know, the comments, and he just kept reading through them. And when I went home that night, his first, you know, the first thing he said before I got in my car, he says, "Well, call me when I get to 1500.
Yeah. He's getting into it now. Huh?
Yeah. He couldn't figure out why I had done it, which I don't think he would have expected me to. But I think it was a long time coming, and it was an awesome opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. So now he has a little taste of fame on Facebook.
All right. So he might, you know, you might look up and he'll have a profile and he'll be like on there all the time.
Yeah.
Well, Jody, thank you for telling us about your dad, Tim Bergstrom. We'll come back to you and his story momentarily. We heard from Levon a minute or two ago. But let's go back to Mike and Anika. So we mentioned stepfamily a little while ago, and obviously that's the situation you're in as it relates to Angelica, Anika, your daughter, and Mike. And he's a stepdad to her and dad to Charlotte. So I would imagine that's a higher degree of difficulty when you have a family situation like that. So maybe both Mike and Anika, if you could comment on that and how you as a family unit were able to so successfully navigate that situation.
Well, I think the first thing that was really important, I mean, Angelica's dad, you know, is in her life, and I always wanted to make sure that that was a good relationship, and we were always civil in raising her, and the respect was always there on both sides. So that really what really kind of started it, making it an easier transition as well. You know, you really have to kind of build that foundation of respect, and everybody knows each other and what role each other plays in her life. You know, there was no confusion for her. There was no, well, you know, so that was really important. I noticed that's what really kind of made it easy for her. And, you know, just, you know, the level of respect and just consistency and stability, creating that stability was really important. Like also, you know, and just again, like no confusion. Like he know that she has a father who's in her life, but you know, when he's here with her, he treats her no different. I mean, he is a dad to her. He is, you know, reading the bedtime story, singing to her, playing with her, feeding her dinner. I mean, he really takes care of her like she is her own. You know, he's So she feels when she's here, she has a mommy, you know, and a dad, and she has a family unit here. And, you know, it's challenging, of course, at times, but I think communication is really important, us always speaking about any challenges or any questions she may have, and just keeping that communication line open with her, if there's any questions she may have, any feelings she may have. And so far, thankfully, thank God, she's just happy. She loves her Michael. She always says, I have two daddies. I'm so lucky. I have my daddy and I have Michael. I'm so lucky. So she thinks she is the luckiest girl in the world to have two daddies. She tells all her friends, you know. So she feels like a very lucky little girl. And she's very stable, very happy. Her sister's the same way. They're just like the most happiest balls of fire. I mean, it's amazing. So you know you're doing something right when you just see the joy and happiness that your kids have. And I think the main thing is, again, you have to have a solid marriage. And it's never perfect, of course, but I think the main thing is that we always want them to have a happy, stable childhood. And we do things with them. We talk to them. We take them out. You know, we ask them how their day is going after school. So having that stability and communication and just loving, I mean, they know we love them so much. I mean, we show them so much love, so much care. So you know you're doing something right when they'll cuddle up next to you, kiss you all over your face, and tell you how much they love you. Like, that is, I mean, nothing can compare to that. So we feel like we're doing something right.
Yes, and I like to share that, you know, growing up, I had a father in my life, but we didn't really see eye to eye. My father, he was an alcoholic. He had other problems as well. And, you know, I just said to myself, I don't want to be like him when I get older. I want to be much better than him. You know, I want to do things different. I want to do things more right. So actually, my grandmother, who, Russ, you met at the Charlotte's Christening, she actually plays a large part of me being who I am today as far as the loving nature. I got that from my grandmother. And, you know, she's been helpful as well since I am young, 25 years old, and, you know, met Anika when I was, 21, and, you know, and that's, you know, still in school and still had a lot to do. And getting married at such a young age, a lot of people have doubts, you know, whether I can, you know, make this work. And, you know, and I just seem like I just, you know, out to prove everyone wrong, and I know what I want, and I just want to be a great dad. And being a great father to Angelica, stepfather, and Angelica also makes it easier for me to be a stepfather. Aww. When, you know, the way she's loving back to me as well, she makes it very easy for me to love her as she's my own, you know. So I actually give her, she's 5 years old, but I give her credit for that, you know. She makes it easy. And I'm just happy to, you know, be on here talking to you guys and sharing this, you know, with LaVon mm-hmm. and the other fathers. Mm-hmm. And I know there are many other great fathers out there, but I'm just happy to be, you know, talking to you guys, and just strive to be, you know, a great dad. And that's one of my main goals in life, actually. That's like my top, I don't know, three goals. Like, top priority almost. And I just, you know, don't want to fail my kids. Like, you know, I felt like my father kind of failed me. And, you know, I just learned from his mistakes. And, you know, I want to just, you know, do better and make sure my kids are happy and always have a bond with them. And also, I'd like to thank you, Ayanna, for Ayanna, are you still on? You listening?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, because I know, you know, we had, me and Anika, you know, we had a little troubles early on in our relationship, but you was always there to, you know, help us. And if we ever needed anything, you was there for us. And I really appreciate that, you and Ken. And and I love you guys.
Oh.
Because y'all actually, you know, helped us out a lot and helped make this relationship work. So I appreciate y'all.
We love you, Mike, very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And LaVon, right. I know you. You're a good friend of mine. And I'm so happy that you know, I see you such a great father as well, and happy to call you, you know, one of my good friends. So
I feel the same way, brother. I feel definitely, it feels very good to actually know that there are great men out there that's doing things for their kids. I mean, I see it from the other spectrum, and to see like fathers who are actually dedicated and loving mm-hmm. to their wives and everything like that. Yeah, testament to men, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too. And thanks to you, Russ, for always being there for me and my family. You're always there, every event, every birthday. You're always there, even, you know, basketball, whatever it is, you're always there. You're such a great friend to have around you. You actually like a, I don't know, like a family. Like a family. You like my brother from another mother in a way.
I love it.
I love it. All the love. I can't contain myself.
I know. Does anybody have dry eyes? Because I know mine are a little bit moist. My gosh, this is such a touching episode. And
very
much. I know.
So, hey, Russ. Oops.
Yes,
ahead,
go
Russ.
For it, Trina.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know. I mean, since we had our little technical glitches earlier, it seems like Stacy didn't make it on air. But I wanted to take a moment just to read her statement about her husband to make sure that he was also included.
Excellent idea, Trina. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is a submission. Her husband has passed away. Stacy Roberts Nastri nominated her husband, Dennis. And this is what she writes. Unfortunately, I'd have to nominate my husband, Dennis Nastri, posthumously. He was a great partner, my best friend, an awesome dad, and the guy who made half of the two cute kids pictured. I wish he was here to hear my words, but as life all too often is, too little, too late. The love and good times we had were cut short by decades. Mine and the kids' biggest regret is that we didn't get to see this beautiful life evolve with ours. He is always with us, but it's just not the same. We love you, Daddy. Love, Dominique and Peyton. And I just wanted to share, I had loaded some pictures up on the site. It was really great. You all shared pictures so you could really get a texture and a flavor of the families and your relationships with each other. And there's something that touched me when I saw the pictures of Stacy and Dennis. And it was, you could tell that they had fun together. You could tell that they, you know, spent time being silly as a family. There's kind of like a silly family mug, you know, you do that crazy mug shot all together. And, you know, I'm sure, Stacy, I'm sorry that you're not here with us tonight, but we want to thank you for honoring your husband. I'm sure it's very difficult moving on with your family without him being there. But it is a great reminder that we should always cherish the people in our lives because we don't know how long they're with us. And I'm sure that your children are happy that you took some time out to remember him this Father's Day, and we are really happy to be able to also honor his memory with you and share a little bit more about your lives together while he was here alive with us. So just wanted to just take a moment to pause and make sure that this honoree was mentioned, and again, I thought it was very eloquent what Stacy wrote about him, and it's just a reminder. We don't know how long we have, and things happen. We don't know the circumstances of what, you know, whether he was sick or whether there was an accident or whatever, but we have to remember to cherish the people in our lives. And we have to remember to take the time out. And all of the fathers and all of the families who are here, I certainly can tell that you have done that. And Jenny, the way that you really took the time out, not only to include your father, but just to also share that experience with him, even though he's not on Facebook, you know, bringing him into the experience of having so many people enjoy the fact that you took time to tell that story about how he really just went over and above to make sure that his little girl was all right. And I'm sure I'm sure LaVon and Michael that you can agree that, you know, even though your children are still young, they'll always be your babies. And so,
yeah.
You know, well, always, yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every day, like even coming into every time I pick him up from daycare, and him running to me and saying "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy," it melts my heart every single time. And I live for him. That's all. I just live for him.
Beautiful.
You know, it's interesting. I want to go back to something Mike said a little while ago about his father and how his father wasn't a great role model. And those of you who know me, you know I'm all about gratitude. And even though, Mike, you didn't say this explicitly, it's almost like you said it implicitly, that you're grateful for not having a good father because it motivated you so much to be such an excellent father to your kids, especially at such a young age. So I just wanted to say that and recognize you for that, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Russ. Appreciate that. And I just feel like any negative thing that happens to you in life, like how you grew up, you know, you could just change it around and try to make it into a positive. You know, like you said, like, you know, my father wasn't the best. He could have did a lot better, but, you know, I took it as a learning experience and said, well, I'm not going to be that way. So, you know, I have no resentment towards my dad. I love him still. You know, we may not talk as often or whatever the case may be, but, you know, I love my father, but I just know I want to make sure my kids have a stronger bond with me like I wish I had my father, you know, and I just, you know, always want to be there for him. So no matter what, people can always make excuses like, well, my father wasn't there, so, you know, that's why I'm not a great father. You know, people make excuses like that in life, but that's you can't do that. You have to strive to be, you know, good to your kids, especially the way society is today. So you just always want to, you know, show your kids you love them, you know, always, you know, let them know you have their back no matter what, no matter what mistakes they make in life, especially when they get older and they're teens, you know, high school guys or whatever. Just always want to, you know, be there for them and help guide them. So, you know, that's my number one mission, just to be there for my kids. And like LaVon said, he lived for his son. I live for my two girls here and, you know, But I also want to thank Anika, my wife, for, you know, she's great as well. And, you know, she makes it easy for me to, you know, with everything that I'm doing as far as, you know, finishing school, working, and also, you know, being there for little girls. It's kind of hard sometimes to balance all that out, but, you know, she makes it easy for me to, you know, kind of balance it out and, you know, She's supportive of whatever I do, and I support her. So, like LaVon said, you got to have that, you know, that partner, that other person, you know, your partner in crime to, you know, but it's to work out, and it makes your life a little easier. So, thank you, Anika.
Thank you, baby.
Aww.
Oh. So incredibly cute. All right, let's go back to LaVon. So, LaVon, I have a question for you. And pictures of you and Lewis are so darn cute. And I know, LaVon, that you would have been happy and grateful if you had a daughter or a son. The fact that you have a son, a little version of you, what is that like to experience having?
Well, honestly and truly, Russ. Oh, by the way, what's going on, Russ? I didn't even get the acknowledgement.
I know. Hey, LaVon. Long time no see. I miss you, man.
I know. Football's coming soon. All right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with having a son, you know, just in living in this world today, especially living in America, it's kind of scary, honestly and truly. Just seeing so many things happening in the news, so many things happening in society. It's just like, you know, it's very scary, but at the same time, again, like any support system, having that rock, having that person that's behind you to help push and motivate, it definitely helps a lot. Like I said, like coming from a one parent home, both of us coming from one parent home, and then now getting married, having a mortgage now, and you know, having our child, raising a young black man in this society today. it's scary, but also we know that it's going to be amazing because he's going to grow up to be an amazing child, regardless of what we put behind. We just want to make sure that he has the right guidance, the right support, and just the right system set up, you know? But his personality in itself kind of just peers through and makes our job so much easier, you know? He's such an independent child, and, you know, when he gets his sibling, we know that he's going to be instrumental in helping raise and help nurture her or him, whichever one comes first. But we are shooting for the girl, yeah.
Oh, you said when he gets a sibling. Uh-oh, do you have some news to tell us, LaVon?
Oh, no, nah, not right now. No, we got a few more vacations to get out the way first, and then, yeah. But it's yes. going to be coming, yeah.
I love it. And you mentioned the mortgage. You and Jenny just recently closed on a house. Is that right?
Yes, we actually get the keys tomorrow morning, and we're actually packing boxes. After we just put Lewis to sleep, and we're packing boxes as we are talking on the phone with you guys.
Congratulations, bro.
And real quick, just a quick tidbit. Last year when we moved into the place that we were renting right now, Mike and my other friend Andrew helped me move my whole entire apartment from one house to the other. So big ups to, again, Mike. Yeah, you're the man. That's all I want to say. But it's just coming full circle and just seeing the things that we never had as when we were kids, like having a house, having that stability, you know, I'm just very happy that we can actually give that to Lewis and to make sure that we can be better parents every single day, you know?
Well, it's awesome. And Mike has also helped me dig my car out of the snow when it was buried in the snow by LaGuardia Airport. So, I mean, he's just basically the best friend any of us could imagine. And I know
we're
all honored to know him. Jody, let's go back to you. So I know your dad was not able to join us tonight. As I understand it, I think he was traveling the entire month of July. So maybe confirm that for us. And if so, tell us where he is and what he's doing.
Well, they left, let's see, yesterday morning, and they are driving to Ohio, which is where my sister lives. They're first going to enjoy some drag racing, which is a big thing. You know, my dad and I went when I was real little. We still try to go now, but it's a major thing for him. So they're going to some big races, and then they're going to spend time with my sister, travel on to Virginia to see some cousins, and then come home. So they're going to put a lot of miles on their car. They'll be driving all over the place and back toward the end of this month. So they're enjoying it. My mom just retired in April, and my dad's been retired for a number of years. So they're finally getting to do all the things that they want to now, and they can travel and see the grandkids and see my sister since she's so far away, and see their family members. You know, they don't get to see them very often since they're back east.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, Jody, that you and your sister are separated, and Anika and Ayanna, her sister, are separated. Anika's here in New Jersey, and Ayanna recently moved from D.C. to Houston. So I'm sure all the sisters that are on tonight can relate to what it's like being away from your sister and away from your dad and all of that stuff. So even though you haven't met before, it's cool to see what each of you have in common. So just wanted to point that out. All right, Trina, I want to actually ask you a question. I know I've asked a lot of our guests the questions, but Trina, so just as background for everyone, this Father's Day contest was Trina's idea. She's our executive producer of Special Projects in addition to being a host. The Kindness Challenge that we did for Mother's Day was Trina's idea. Kindness Challenge we did for Valentine's Day was Trina's idea. So I just want to recognize her for her creativity and leadership on the Life Coach Radio Networks as it relates to getting more kindness in the world. The ideas that she had came probably about 6 or so months ago when there was a lot of bad stuff going on in the world, especially as it relates to Black men in America. And I don't want to not bring that up because obviously Mike and Anika are Black, Jenny and LaVon are Black. So, you know, 2/3 of our nominees and families who are on tonight are Black. Trina is Black too. And Trina, I know, you know, what had been going on and what is still going on is something that you're very passionate about. So just wanted to ask you, you know, as you hear the stories of these great Black dads who are in their kids' lives and so inspirational, what goes through your mind?
Oh, okay. Hey, Russ, we didn't rehearse this, but that's okay.
I know, you're a savvy host. I'm cool that I know you're going to say something amazing.
So thank you. Thank you for that. And, yeah, I just the little bit of backdrop. I came up with the idea just to do my own kindness challenge. It was right after those back-to-back grand jury decisions from the Michael Brown case and the Eric Garner case where both of the sets of police officers were basically relieved of any responsibility for killing those young men. I have a 17-year-old son. He is 6 feet tall. He is hairy like his father. and he's dark-skinned. And so from the Trayvon Martin case and just watching, and I also have a 22-year-old daughter. But, you know, watching kind of all these things that are happening, all this attention, all this negative attention that has been portrayed about our youth and the stereotypes that have made it okay for police and others to decide that someone is guilty or that they can act quickly and kill someone without cause. Whether it's for force or not. And, of course, since then, there have been other cases. I was very frustrated. And, I'm, you know, I've had to have these very difficult conversations with my children. That's one thing. As they get older, you know, they're aware. They, you know, you have to talk to them about what's happening in the world. And I've had to talk to my son about, you know, how he represents himself, and he is a straight arrow, a very good kid, very respectful. I get lots of compliments on him, but that really doesn't matter from 50 or 100 feet away, you know, because he wouldn't have an opportunity to open his mouth, and that just plagued me. And so I wrote a blog entitled Where is the Love, which I borrowed from the Black Eyed Peas song, Where is the Love? And it was just out of a moment of frustration. Me being a coach, I'm a very positive person, so I always, you know, am able to find the positive side of things, but I was really stuck here. I was having a hard time, and so I just wrote. And what came out, it was right around the holidays, was just this, my little personal opportunity to challenge people to do something kind. And I put it on Facebook. And then as hosts on the Life Coach Radio Network, we also have the opportunity to have our writing featured on Life Coach Radio Network's website. And so when I got in touch with Philomena to ask her if we could share that, she is the one who said, wow, this is a really powerful concept. Maybe we could do it as something as part of the network. So I'm not going to belabor this too long. I know we're going a little bit long here, but what I will say is that as an African American woman in this country, seeing the path of how things are happening, I do believe more now than ever that it does take the force of love and the force of positivity to turn things around. And I will say, you know, that I was happy and proud to see that we had two strong black family units that were a part of the nominee pool here. And listening to all of the stories, I was so happy because we were, you know, and Russ and Lisa Marie and I, you know, were going to get together to judge and decide which one story to highlight. And it was Russ's idea. So why don't we make them all winners? And I was like, oh, thank God, because I couldn't pick this one. it's you all are our hope, all of you. And it's not just, you know, the story that Jody shared about her dad and the story that Stacy shared. It is going to take us to propel love and to propel positivity out into the universe. And this is part of the reason that we're all here and part of the reason that we thought it was important to share stories of hope and of love and of good that is happening, of everyday ordinary people who are doing what's right. And none of you expected to be honored. And that's why, Jody, you said your dad was like, what is, I mean, I was just being a dad. Why are you, like, why is this a big deal? I'm just taking care of my family. But there are so many people out there who are doing good, and the bad tends to overshadow the good that's out there. And so I just want to thank each of you. I want to thank the fathers here and Jody for your dad. And, of course, Dennis is no longer with us, for being the kind of men that when a call like this goes out for people to highlight the good men in their lives, that it didn't take a whole lot of, you know, nudging for these women to come forward and share their love and why they think you are all so awesome. And listening to all of your stories, and Jody, listening to your dad, to you talk about your dad and, you know, who he is as a person and who he continues to be as a person and how he really just made that shift for you in your life all those years ago. It's important for us to highlight the good, because together we actually can make a difference, and together we can shift the tide. So anyway, I'm off my soapbox now.
No, it's not a soapbox. It's an important topic. And LaVon and Jenny and Lewis live on Staten Island, where obviously the Eric Garner incident happened. So
actually, LaVon, directly down the street from my house. Right down the street from the house. So we were there for the protest, and that's where it like really touches, just being not just a black man, but a black father raising a young black man, where you see this craziness happening in the world and it's at your back door, you know? So, yeah, but it's the reality that we live in, but at the same time, it's how we raise our children and educate our children that, you know, we can make this world a better place, that's all.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, thank you, LaVon and Trina, for sharing your insights. As far as that goes, we could probably have an entire separate show or weeks or months worth of shows on race and how we can improve race relations in the U.S. You know, obviously, it's something I personally am very
not a bad idea,
about.
Russ.
I know I should be careful what I say. I might have to be the one to make it happen. And Lord knows there's a lot on my plate as it is, but you or any of the other hosts, and I am proud, just as an aside, 30% of the Life Coach Radio Network hosts are Black, and that's a number that I'm really proud of, that we are very diverse in terms of race and socioeconomic status and location and religion and gender and LGBT and all of the different aspects of the diversity wheel, but certainly that one I probably have the most pride in. I'm glad that we, you, Trina, and other hosts, everybody has a voice. And maybe shows on race are a great idea. And the next time you and I speak, Trina, we'll have to figure out how to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Well, kudos to you, Trina, for getting this show on the air. I know we had a lot of technical difficulties, and I know I asked a lot of questions, especially because I know Levon and Jenny and Anika and Mike and Ayanna. But I'll pass the torch back to you if you want to go around to each of our families to ask final thoughts before you and I wrap up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I will say that just so you all know, I had to do a little bit of magic behind the scenes. This is now being, I had to set up a new show, so I will share a new link with everyone. Some people may not have been able to hear it live, so we will definitely get that shared with all of you so that you can have that and share that with your families and the people who you care about. We have gone a little bit long, but I really thought it was important to dig into all of this. And again, want to thank you all. And what I'll do is I'll just ask and I'll call on each pair of people, if there are two sets of people here, to share any final thoughts and any lessons learned so far as parents or suggestions that you would have to the dads out there. And why don't we start out with LaVon and Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. Jenny, she fell asleep.
Oh, so cute.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, LaVon, you've got the mic.